What is up, everyone? I gotta say, I am not shocked by what's happening right now in the government. We've been seeing this probably for the past 10 to 15 times where we get to the last minute, we gotta pass something, and it just gets approved on the last minute. And, you know, the bottom line is this. We're gonna keep seeing our government print as far as you can see, because at the end of the day, they are closer to the money printer. They want to get reelected, and people that get free things will vote for them. So if there's austerity or there's a situation where, you know, the spending slows down, they're going to feel it because they can't cut. They are in a situation between a rock and a hard place. So overall, when will the madness of the spending end? And honestly, my opinion is it's not going to end until there's significant reforms with how our government operates. We need someone that understands money and economics at the top. And so far, we've only had people that are fiat cantillionaires and or career politicians. So they don't understand how money works. And, you know, it's just like the Inflation Reduction Act. Let's pass a bill called the Inflation Reduction Act, when in reality, you don't solve inflation by creating more inflation. When you're that Inflation Reduction Act was a trillion-dollar bill passed, what do you think that's going to do? Do you think that's really going to reduce inflation? Of course not. And it's funny. It's like the Patriot Act. When that was passed in the early 2000s, guess what? It was not patriotic at all. It was everything against what our American values stand for. But they called it the Patriot Act. This is something as old as time. Politicians, they want to make sure that they can call their bills something that makes it sound like this is good for the economy. This is a good thing. You know, you're a patriot. You vote for this bill. When in reality, it's the exact opposite. So overall, you got to be very careful of what you read and what you see, because at the end of the day, a lot of these guys are snakes and they're just looking to get reelected, get through their term, and move forward. People are very self-interested, and the incentives are all misaligned. So the government is now funded until October 1st of 2024. So what they did is they just kicked the can down the road just a little bit further. They keep doing this just a little bit further. And, you know, neither side, they got what they wanted. But in reality, they all got what they wanted. The American people didn't get what they wanted. A lot of people right now are struggling. And with all this struggling, you're going to see people like the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. When you see these huge spending bills passed, what you end up seeing is you see inflation happening. And it's not obviously going to the American people. The government's buying up assets, they're sending money overseas. This increases M2, or the money supply. And when the money supply is increased, down the road, maybe it's not the first week or the first month of when the bill is passed, but over the next 6 months, you're going to see a run-up in prices of certain things. And what really sucks about this is we have to live with this bill in our lifetime, right? And then let's just say we die, our kids have to deal with the bill. So it's just like someone in credit card debt, the bank approving them, if let's just say they're $100,000 in credit card debt, and the bank approves them to go $150,000 in credit card debt at a 20% interest rate. Think about that. If the bank approves you, should you keep going into debt? No, of course you shouldn't. But this is what often happens. And so we need to find ways to get out of debt and to be in a situation of surplus. So on a gold reserve or a Bitcoin reserve currency or money, you can't just do this stuff as easily. You know, if you don't have the coffers, you can't get into debt. And that's the interesting thing we see here, is because we're the world's reserve currency, we can keep doing this. But in the end, if we do move off of fiat currency, which these fiat cantillionaires will do everything in their power to avoid this. But in the end, do you think they're going to pass a bill to increase Bitcoin's total cap by 1 million coins or 500,000 coins? Could they do that? And the answer is no. Can they say to all the gold miners, hey, you need to increase production of all the gold? by 200,000 tons. Maybe they could increase it a little bit, but the point is they can't get it to the level they want to. The point I'm trying to make is with these harder monies, you can't just create it out of thin air. And this is why we need to return to a commodity money-based system, not a debt-based system. So in the end, we need to reduce government spending by cutting government programs that are unnecessary. We need to get rid of regulation. We need to increase the production in the U.S. And we need to start taking actions that help us lean towards a budget surplus, not a budget deficit. By cutting government programs, which programs have proven not to be working, right? Which programs maybe aren't aligning the incentives in the right direction? That's where we can start. Is there regulation that is hampering businesses from moving to the United States? And if it is, could we reduce or get rid of that regulation where now we have new money-making businesses where we can hire more jobs and more workers and get more tax surpluses and tax receipts? What about increasing production? Why do we have to ship all of our stuff overseas? Well, it's because labor's cheaper. Well, why don't we find ways to produce so much that we can become more efficient and then we can actually afford the things through efficiency rather than having to have people from more poor countries produce our products? And also, something to think about is why do we always need to go into debt for everything? Why do we live like that? Why is our society constructed in a way where anytime we want to do something, we say, you know what, I'm going to throw it on the credit card, or I'm going to take out a loan? This is not the right way to go about things. It really is not. And in the end, we're all going to get hurt by this. If it's not us, it'll be our kids. And if it's our kids, they're going to look at us and they'll be like, why did they do this to us? Why did they leave us with the bill? And we just got to think about our future generations. We got to think about how to construct a society where we think about the future, a 100-year plan, like China, but free. We got to think in these longer terms, not these short 6-month spurts, just to like a junkie. We're like a junkie, the United States, getting their fix of heroin. We get our fix, we're like, okay, we're good. We're good for 6 months. 6 months comes by, oh, we need it again. We need it again. And it's just like, enough. Why can't we stop going into debt? Why can't we focus on profit, focus on production, focus on growing businesses and enabling others? And that's something I want to see in the future, as we're in a situation now where fiat currency is starting to collapse. The wealth gap is getting larger. Well, how do we close this? Production, 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 and getting individuals the property rights and the tools they need to succeed. Anyways, what are your guys' thoughts? Do you guys think that our government is out of control? Do you think that there's things that we can do to kind of steer the ship in the right direction? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, if you like this podcast, please be sure to share it. I'm always trying to look to find new avenues to promote it and get it into the right hands of the right people. Also, there's a link in the description for Strike if you want to sign up. It's a referral link. I like it. It's a good app. It's where I buy my cheese, my corn. And anyways, I really enjoyed this, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.